Joe Biden has only given one interview with establishment media in 2022. By Wendell Hasebo on April 9, 2022. President Joe Biden has only given a single interview with the establishment media in 2022, according to the Republican National Committee's research team on Friday. In 97 days, Biden's only interview with a reporter was the traditional, highly coordinated Super Bowl special on February 13 with NBC News's Lester Holt. Biden's avoidance of the press is noticeable, even for CNN. The left-wing network has noted Biden only gave 9 total news conferences in 2021. In contrast, Donald Trump in 2017 gave 22 and Barack Obama in 2009 gave 27. Biden is also well short of his predecessors on the number of solo press conferences given, according to the American Presidency Project. On average, Biden is not holding even one solo press conference a month. His monthly average is 0.79. Per year, he is averaging 9.40. Both Trump and Obama outpaced Biden. Trump averaged 1.83 solo press conferences per month and 22 per year. Obama held slightly less than Trump with 1.70 on average per month and 20.38 per year. Biden's lack of press conferences coincides with polling that reveals many Americans doubt his mental capability. 58% of Americans believe Biden should receive a cognitive test. Less than 25% of voters strongly believe Biden is stable. 54% of adults think Biden is not mentally sound enough to serve as president. And just 29% of Americans believe President Joe Biden will pursue a second term in 2024. The polling is likely a result of how Biden has handled the press. In the last several months of his presidency, Biden has snapped and cursed at reporters and contradicted his administration. When questioned in January about his comparison of those who oppose federalizing of elections to segregationists, he became indignant with a reporter. "Go back and read what I said," Biden shouted in a threatening tone. Biden snapped in January when asked about the 40-year high inflation that is costing Americans an extra $5,200 in 2022, according to Bloomberg. "What a stupid son of a bitch," he said of the Fox News reporter's question. "I'm sick of this stuff. People think the reason for inflation is government spending more money," he angrily said another time about bedenflation. Since Russia threatened and then invaded Ukraine, Biden has become cantankerous. When asked at the beginning of the conflict why he was waiting on Putin to make the first move, Biden responded by snapping at the reporter's stupid question. 3 separate times in a span of a few days last month, Biden issued statements that his own administration had to walk back. When he was questioned last week if he regretted some of the statements his administration had to rescind, such as Russian President Putin must be removed from power, Biden responded he was not backtracking on anything. "I'm not walking anything back," he told a reporter on live national television. It is unknown if Biden did not know his administration had put out retractions, or if Biden disagreed with his administration's retractions. Either way, European leaders rebuked Biden for his statement, which could embolden Putin. Follow Wendell Hasebo on Twitter and get @WendellHasebo.